Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Hey, hey, hey. Who? Jambo. Hello, Keith Wahidi. Back at it again, ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies. Good to be back and able to expound upon another blacks, BLX, black, BLACK, black to black. An individual who created something to benefit the three W's, the whole wide world. One more time. They are my four parents who changed the three W's, the whole wide world. Today we're talking about Charles Drew, the black man who, through his knowledge of steady striving to move forward, he was able to establish blood transfusion, being able that while you're in a surgery, the blood that you need, you ain't got to wait. You can get it thanks to him. He created, throughout this whole wide world, the blood banks. Now, he was all about elevating the whole situation all the way up until white folks told him that you can't mix black blood with white blood. Wow. See, one more time. This is what I've been trying to make people understand and get a grip on. Because it's just like, to my knowledge, the man bled to death on the property of a white hospital that refused to give the man a blood transfusion because he was black. As I'm reading, they tell me, oh, it's been debunked. It's been debunked. Man, I don't believe that. Why would I believe that the man who invented blood transfusion, he was told do not mix white blood with black blood. Excuse me? But this is the same guy that you're going to tell me that the white folks gladly let him come on in so they could give him a blood transfusion. Man, please. Always, they say that it's been debunked. It ain't been debunked nothing. I don't have to have been there. I already know. Just the fact that the man quit working with them for the simple fact that they told him do not mix black blood with white blood. Now, unless you sitting up there looking at the person that you're getting the blood from, blood is blood. Excuse me. Unless you looking at this person and knowledge that he's a black man, then there's no other way to knowledge that it's from a different individual because it's blood. It ain't like you taking human blood and try to mix animal blood one more time, one human to another human, but they told Charles Drew, no, don't do that. But then they're going to turn around and tell me that what I heard before the internet, I'm 65, one more time, way before I heard something about the internet, that was one of the first things I heard about them allowing this man to bleed to death. outside of a white hospital. And why do I not believe it? Why do I do believe it? I mean, excuse me. I believe it for the simple fact they told the same man who created blood transfusion don't mix white blood and black blood. Come on, man. Come on, man. I keep trying to tell people, I got nothing against nobody. But don't tell me that because the white man said it didn't happen, it didn't happen. If it did happen, because I, way before I ever heard it from the internet, this was a well-known fact. And now that I know that they told this man that this man resigned from his position because they told him don't mix black and white blood, he resigned. But one more time, oh, he got in a car crash. And, oh, him. Oh, it's him, Charles Drew. Bring him on in. Let's step. Man, please. Man, please. See, you don't see nobody talking about Charles Drew. You don't hear nobody talk about Charles Drew. They talk about the American Red Cross. And without Charles Drew, there is no American Red Cross. See, that's the thing that'd be pissing me off. Then you got the nerve. Well, reparations, that would be a place to start. The American Red Cross, that's so beneficial to the whole world. Why don't you take some of that money and invest it back into the people who made it possible for you to be? But oh, no. I can guarantee you everybody that run the Red Cross is what? White offspring. White offspring. The creator is not allowed to be a part of the creation. One more time. The only way that's going to stop is that we start teaching our own babies. I'm so tired and sick and tired. Well, you know the white folks, they don't teach that in school. They ain't supposed to teach it in school. Why are they supposed to teach your baby the real history of your black ass when you already know you are excluded in their Here's 1, 2, 3 story. One more time. Just like today, you would talk about Elon Musk, but won't say nothing about Granville Taylor Woods, who created the first electric car in 1906 and the gas electric in 1916. But don't nobody want to talk about that. Because, see, then that's where we talk about a black man. You see, now you can talk about Elon Musk because guess what? Ooh, he finally, 100 years later, this guy to come up with what? 100 years later, he come up with what? Something that was already here. But see, black man created it, so can't bring it up. See, one more time. This radio show is dedicated to the creators of this WWW, the whole wide world. That's what this website is about. I don't speak upon him who improved. Man, I do. Yes, I do. Let me take that back because my man improved something. The baby buggy. He improved the baby buggy. So, yeah, let me rephrase that. I'm talking about the black men and women who, through their creation, make the whole wide world go round. One more time. They make the whole wide world go round. Even though none of the factories are owned and operated by black. But that's because, just like Shaquille O'Neal, oh man, to own a factory is too many rules and regulations. Huh? No, don't think about putting your people to work. He worried about rules and regulations. See, that's what I was saying. See? Okay, so they set up the rules and they put monkey in the game. So what? It's time for us to stop that and become who we supposed to be, the lions and the lioness of this world. I didn't create myself. I was created. I didn't make it so that it was possible that I could grow an afro. And then when I look at the lion, see him with an afro. Because if you can get your head out of there behind, then it ain't a mane. It's an afro. Excuse me. The only ones on the face of this earth that can grow afros is the lion and the black. And the black. Excuse me. But see, y'all let the white man, ooh, it's a mane. You mean a mane? No, I mean an afro. Just like what I say, not what somebody else tell me they want it to be. I'm telling you what it is, because I know what I had as a young man growing up in the 70s. Afro. Anyway, whoa. Let me not get too carried away. Charles Drew, the black man who invented blood transfusion. Charles Drew, the black man who invented the blood bank throughout this whole wide world. When you talk about blood, say, Mr. Charles Drew. Yeah. Sir, Mr. Charles Drew. One more time. If it's not for him, there is no American Red Cross. There is nothing that exists like that. So one more time, say it loud. Black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. Black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. Black, and I'm proud. Sir, Mr. Charles Drew, the creator of the blood transfusion, the creator of the whole wide world, the whole wide world blood bank, American Red Cross means nothing to me. From this day forward, we'll no longer call it that. I will call it what it is. Sir, Mr. Charles Drew, WWW Blood Bank. Sir, Mr. Charles Drew, WWW Blood Bank. Whole wide world, say it loud. Black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. Black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. Black. And I am proud of all my foreparents for who made it possible for the, what I say, WWW. Say it loud, black, and I am proud.